He talks about the Word of God that is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. And have you noticed the connection in which that word is being used? He talks about the great counsel of God, the rest that he has provided for his people, that wonderful union of our souls with God, where we obtain the inheritance prepared for us before the foundation of the world, where Jesus Christ has become our all and in all. And he refers to Old Testament Israel. And now they didn't consider that God promised to take them in. They were tested and they failed. The Bible says they entered not in because of unbelief. God had worked in them to will, made their mouths to water, but they wouldn't let God work in them to do. They were not willing to believe that God was able to perform what he had promised.